has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Are you the first one?
There's another.
Okay.
Malka. Mm-hmm. Malka's on.
Baruch Hashem. Welcome, Malka. So, I believe we're studying Psalm 94 tonight. And you can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Wrong. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section titled Ta'anit Dibur, and there is a series of three Psalms landing pages. Look for the one, I believe it's number three, that will allow you to scroll down to Tehillim 94. And before we start, please open up the two tools that we use, the Machon Mamre landing page for the Psalms. And you'll need to scroll to Psalm 94 at that point. And the Yearning for Redemption PDF, which you will also need to scroll to Psalm 94. We will read the early part of the Psalms landing page section for Psalm 94 after our L'shem Yichud. And then we will move between the two translations in Hebrew of the Psalms, as we normally do. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Denu Kunane Alena Maseya Denu Kunane. Psalm 94 speaks of the Messianic era, when Hashem will don grandeur, allowing no room for man to boast before him, as did Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh and Sennacherib. These were the three emperors from the early times, who as human beings pretended to be more than they were. And this is the above Kavanah that we traditionally use when saying this psalm, that we're speaking to connect to the Messianic era. But actually, we are in the Messianic era. The first word is El Nikado, Nikamot. And if you refer to page 6 and probably 6 to 15 in the introduction to the Yearning for Redemption PDF, you'll find information about that opening. There are 23 verses in Psalm 94. The number 23 is a number that connects to the 23 levels of the Hebrew alphabet, because there is a missing letter that the Messiah will reveal to us. Other Hebrew words that translate as Gematria 23, the word and live, the life, your coming, and many other words. And it's very clear that the number 23 is dealing with concepts of the Messianic era. It's also, we're finally going to get an explanation of why there are 23 chromosomes, or really 23 pairs of chromosomes in the human body. For whatever reason, in Kabbalah we learn that because of the tradition of the 23rd chromosome, that's why it's 23. A human being cannot be created or formed with 22 pairs of chromosomes. We need that 23rd letter to make the connection, to reach that final stage. We will now open with the Yearning for Redemption PDF. And I have already scrolled down to Tehillim 94, verse 1. El nikamot Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. El nikamot hofia. O loving El, who executes justice, merciful Hashem, O loving El, who execute justice, reveal yourself. The world is run by Hashem, but Hashem has many names, many levels of consciousness. So when we look up to God, we're not sure which level we need to connect to. This verse is asking us, asking God at the level of El to reveal himself, because he is the name that executes perfect justice. Judgment is different than justice. Judgment, we know, comes from Elohim. Loving kindness from Hashem. Justice comes from Tiferet. But it's a combination of these names, El, Hashem, and Elohim, that we are striving to make our connection to. And it would be a lot easier if El Hashem would reveal himself. There are six words which connects to Zeranpin, but separated from Malchut. There are 23 letters in this first verse, and we've just discussed the number 23 extensively. And it's clear why there are 23 letters in that first verse. Second verse. Well, let's see what the Mechon Mamre translation looks like. El, thou God, to whom vengeance belongs. El, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. You can see the difference in the translations. The Mechon Mamre is more literal. The second verse. Ina se so fate. Haret Hashem Gemul Ageim. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their recompense. The Yearning for Redemption PDF, the translation is, Arise, O judge of the earth. Let the arrogant suffer the consequences of their actions. In this case, the second verse is more direct in the translation from Rabbi Sutton. Seven words connects Zeranpin with Malchut. And the extra letter, there's 24 letters, is an indication of the unity of the male and female, which is Zeranpin and Malchut. The third verse. Ad Matai Rishayim. Hashem ad matai rishaim ya'alozu. How long will the wicked Hashem, how long will the wicked congratulate themselves? The basic question that's being asked, the basic aspect, is why is there no perfection in cause and effect? When it's clear that somebody who's doing something negative and evil gets away with it, and people say, well, if they can get away with it, I can get away with it. And that's part of the testing of human beings. There are eight words in this verse number 3, and this is a connection to Bina, to the world that is coming. And you see the progression from six words in verse 1 to seven words in verse 2 to eight words in verse 3. And there are 29 letters in verse 3, and we've discussed the number 20 time many times, that it's the relationship that comes from the month of Av, which is Father. So we always know that the Bina, the world that is coming, and Chokmah are always united. They never separate. And so you see, eight words requires the 29 letters to keep the relationship between Chokmah and Bina. Going to the Mechon Mamre, English translation of verse 3. Hashem, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked exult? It's similar to what Rabbi Sutton translated, but I prefer his translation. It's more direct. The fourth verse. Yabiyu yadabiru atak yitamru kol poale awen. They gush out. They speak arrogancy. All the workers of iniquity bear themselves loftily. They're describing all the negative people. Why do they speak the way they do? They show they think they're better than others. Sometimes, as in the case of Paro and Sanhedrin, the third man starts with a nun, starts with an N. I always forget his name. Gladly forget his name. He went one step further and said that not only is he better than other people, he's equal to God, which of course is not true. Let's read the Yearning for Redemption PDF. The translation, they converse freely and openly about what they intend to carry out. They talk big. They boast. All those who perpetuate injustice. Seven words. So we've gone up to eight and now back to seven. And 28 letters, which is a connection to strength and power, through the word koach, with the same gematria. The fifth verse. Amcha Hashem Yedahu, v'nachaladcha ya'anu. Hashem, they crush your people and they oppress your inheritance. What is Hashem's inheritance? It's the land of Israel. How can you oppress a country, a land? Very difficult to understand that, but when people take control of the land of Israel and they're not Jewish, like England did before the first war, between the First and Second World War, and the Ottoman Empire did for 400 years, there were always people saying they controlled the land. That was the oppression, because it wasn't theirs to control. Five words. Connecting to all of the vessels, all of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. The sixth verse. El mana wager yaharogu wichomim yiratsehu. They slay the widow and the stranger, and they murder orphans. God forbid. Many times in the Torah, we are reminded to care for the stranger, the widow, and the orphans. So to abuse them is definitely a negative action. The Machon Mamre translation, they crush thy people, Hashem, and afflict thy heritage. This is it's verse 6. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. It's a similar translation. Verse 7. Wayom rulo yireya willo yavin Elohe Yaakov. And they say, Hashem, my mistake, they say Yah will not see, neither will Hashem of Jacob give heed. And it's not Hashem, it's Elohim of Jacob give heed. And eight words, which connects to the world that is coming. The phrase, the Elohe Yaakov, the God of Jacob. Remember, Jacob has two levels of consciousness. Jacob, that relates to Rachel, to Malchut, but not really Malchut. It relates to the lower level of Tiferet, the Netzach Hod and Yesod of Tiferet, whereas Israel relates to Chesed Gevurah and Tiferet. Let's look at the Yearning for Redemption translation for verse 7. And they say, Yah will not see, and Elohe of Yaakov will not consider. Similar ideas. The eighth verse. Binu bo'arim ba'am. Uksilim matai taskilu. But you consider your senseless people, you fools. When will you become wise? The eighth verse in the Machon Mamre translation. Consider ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you understand? Six words connects to Zeranpin, but is not complete because it's separated from Malchut. And 28 letters connects to Koach, strength and power. The ninth verse. Anta ozen halo yishma im yotzerayim halo yabit. He that plants the ear, shall he not hear? He that forms the eye, shall he not see? This is a question that the psalmist, which is King David, is asking us. Can you think that Hashem can not see what all these evil people are doing? You think he's not aware of it? The Yearning for Redemption translation. Shall he who implants the ear not hear? Shall he who forms the eye not see? It's a straightforward, similar translation. There are nine words, and we know that with the number nine can either be Chachma, wisdom, or Yesod, the channel to deliver everything into Malchut. We count the letters to determine which it is. Twenty-nine letters connects to Abba, or Father, or Chachma, so we have our answer. The question is directed from a frame of wisdom. Verse 10. Ayoser goim halo yokiach. Amla made Adam dat. Shall he who punishes nations not correct? Shall he who teaches man knowledge not know? The psalmist is asking, we see these negative people. We know God can fix that, can correct them. But we don't know why he doesn't. Why does he delay? The answer is, we cause the delay. The Machon Mamre translation, he that instructs nations shall not he correct, even he that teaches man knowledge. It's similar translations because the words are there. The 11th. Ashrei hagever asher teyas renuya umitoradcha talamdenu. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Vanity is a code word for nothingness. And when you have nothingness, you have everything. And this is why it's very difficult to understand what is being meant, what is being translated, not what the word being translated as vanity is, but what it means. The word that's being translated as vanity is hevel, as in the name Abel. And you can rearrange those letters to spell the heart, Alev. Vanity is the level of emotions that are higher than intellect. Now, that takes a whole lot of discussion, which we don't have time to do today. But understand this, the word hevel or vanity, what is it really trying to teach us? The Yearning for Redemption, translation for verse 11. Hashem knows men's thoughts, that they are illusory. They're nothing. Thoughts that are not implemented into actions have no meaning. Something we need to learn. Something we need to remember. Something we need to change about ourselves. If we don't, we have a thought, we don't manifest it, we don't take action, it's an illusion. We are missing out on a lot of things when we do this. The Yearning for Redemption for verse 12. Ashrei ha-gever machshavot adam ki hema hevel. My mistake, it was verse 11. Ashrei ha-gever asher t'yasrenu ya u'mitoratcha t'lamdenu. Yah, fortunate is the person whom you discipline through suffering and thereby instruct in your Torah. By now, the students of Kabbalah should have a feeling and an understanding of what this translation is teaching us. But let's look at the Machon Mamre and see what it's teaching. Happy is the man whom thou instructs, O Lord, or Hashem, and teaches out of thy law. A human being naturally does not want pain or discomfort or any form of chaos in their life. That is the way we are built. That is the way we were created. But when Hashem causes us, and it's not Hashem who causes us, when we do actions that result in pain and suffering and chaos, that is Hashem teaching us. The reason that pain and that suffering and that chaos happens to us is because we are causing it. Our negative actions are causing it. And this is the cause and effect relationship that Hashem set up in the world. The real process of that is to learn not to make that mistake again. The problem is, we don't see what causes our chaos because there's too much time between the cause and the effect. But if we contemplate why something happens to us, we can learn and learn from the Torah, teaching us not to do that again through this area, this idea of suffering. There are seven words in verse 12. And there are 32 letters, which relates to the 32 paths of wisdom that the Sefer Yetzirah teaches about. Essentially saying, If you would only learn from the pain and suffering you've experienced in life, you would need nothing else, because you wouldn't do it again. Verse 13 on the Machon Mamre. Lahashkit lo mi meira ad yikare la rasha shachat. Happy is a man, verse 13, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of evil until the pit be digged for the wicked. This is a prayer that King David inserted here. King David is teaching us, instructing us. Sometimes you have rest from the chaos in your life. May that rest from the chaos in your life last until the wicked are destroyed at the end of days, until the pit is made available for them to fall into at the end of days. Better you should not have pain and chaos and suffering, but have the respite from these things. That's what King David was praying for all of us. But the reality is, there is no respite in the physical world. You have to experience what you have to experience and continue your learning. We learn that from Jacob when he settled in the land of Canaan, thinking that he had done everything he needed to do by having 12 children. But that's when he had the rape of Dinah. That's when he had the selling of Joseph. That's when he had all of these chaotic events in his life, because he tried to settle instead of continue his learning. It only happened to him. He only chose to do it so that he would teach us through the writings of the Torah. The English translation from The Yearning for Redemption. You grant him tranquility in times of adversity until a pit is dug for the wicked. It's not quite the same translation. King David is, in this translation, is saying to Hashem, when your people are experiencing adversity, give them the certainty to feel tranquil about it, to recognize that they are being cleansed and that it is for their own good that they have this adversity. It's a very difficult thing to achieve, but if you can achieve it, it's truly a marvel. There are eight words that connect to the world that is coming. Composed of all the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 letters and the 5 final letters. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo v'nachalato lo yazov. For Hashem will never renounce his people nor forsake his inheritance. Hashem is always going to love the children of Israel. He may not cause one of the children of Israel not to reach the final goal. But the children of Israel in some form will reach that final goal. And there are eight words connecting to the world that is coming. This is a promise that's eternal, that will take place and stay in place, even in the before the Mashiach comes. Twenty-six letters connecting you directly, connecting us directly to Hashem. What is the Nechon Mamrem translation of verse 14? For Hashem will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Very similar. Verse 15. Ki yad tzedek yashu mishpat. We acharav kol yishrei lev. For right shall return to justice, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Can you be right and be unjust? You need to think about that. What does it mean to be right? It means to be sharing. Can you share in a way that makes it unjust? The answer is yes. We have to be careful. We have to see who we are sharing to, what is their level, and provide for them at their level. There are nine words. Twenty-nine letters. You see how Bina, the world that is coming, is always connected to the month of Av, to the Chokmah. Let's see what Rabbi Sutton's translation was like for verse 15. Indeed, a time will come when judgment, which is now perverted, will again revert to justice, and all the upright in heart will pursue it. We've all said to our parents when we were children, it's not fair. And all of our parents have said to us, we never promised you a fair world. But in truth, we are promised a fair world. The world that is coming will be completely just. May it happen soon in our day, and may we all say amen. I'm going to stop here. I believe the Super Bowl has started, and I'm entitled to watch it one day a year. I watch football. Does anybody have any questions? I should not have said I'm entitled, because I'm not entitled to anything, and nobody is entitled to sit things. You have to earn them. But I enjoy watching the Super Bowl because of the quality of the sportsmanship. I'm looking forward to it.
We think you deserve it.
Thank you, but it's not correct. I'm sorry I said that. But anyway,
okay, so
I hope.
So maybe we deserve a rest or a lesson.
That's more than likely. That is probably true. But let's change the word. Let's not use the deserve. It's going to corrupt our approach.
Okay. I had to pick at you.
No, you're entitled to pick at me, too. So are there any questions, or you all have a beautiful week? Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you. Thank you, Anna.